like I said, I don't have any regrets because I think things happen for a reason. But part of me wishes that 10 years when I wasn't doing any writing, like I'd just come across journaling, or someone had said to me, you know, Jazz, just try out a little bit of journaling. If you're not doing anything else, just do a little bit of writing. I think it would have really helped. I'm certainly feeling the benefits today. And yeah, I don't intend on stopping journaling anytime soon. Hey everyone, it's Jazz here, and this is the first episode in a two-part series where I'm going to be sharing my writing journey to date. This month, I've decided to really delve into my relationship with writing and look back on the deep and winding journey that I've been on, and what has effectively led to me doing what I'm doing today, work-wise, as an independent writer. As well as delving into my overall writing journey from my childhood through to the present day, this episode should also offer some context for the nearly two-year journey that I've been on with the first book that I'm about to publish, which I'll be sharing a few more words about in just a moment. So it's now been 2 weeks since I arrived back in Southwest London, having spent a couple of months away in Madeira, and things are pretty much starting to feel like they're back to normal, if you can call it that. Normal on the one hand, but on the other hand, I've actually been trying to just mix up my routine a little bit more, taking some inspiration from, I guess, the novelty and adventure that came with being in Madeira. For example, ordinarily I'd float between working from home and my local gym cafe, but the last couple of weeks I've been enjoying a little walking commute to my local Starbucks, doing some work from there. In fact, I recorded the script for this episode at that Starbucks. And next week, I'm taking a train into London to do some work from the South Bank, a beautiful, like, creative spot along the river. I think I've been conscious of just wanting to mix up my routine a little bit and also make time to connect with friends and family, especially since I arrived back and such a big part of my experience in Madeira was being supported by the Digital Nomad community, as well as the friendships that I made, just a nourishing time that I was able to spend with people out there. So there's that, and well, I'm shortly going to be releasing a book. It's a book that has been 2 years in the making. It's called The Indie Author, and what it does is share the helpful stories of about 50 authors who've self-published one book or more. In fact, at last count, it looks like there are going to be exactly 50 contributing authors in the book, which I thought is pretty neat, a nice little round number. My big motivation for putting this book together is that I'm really passionate about helping writers make an income from their art. But, I mean, how did I get into writing in the first place? What's my own journey been like? In this episode, I wanted to share with you exactly what my journey's been like and how it has shaped who I am today. Okay, let's get straight into it. When I think about my time as a kid in my English lessons, at primary school, I really enjoyed writing short stories. Ones that had mystery and suspense, or a murder to be solved. I might be writing a scene with a dark cave, or a group of friends who are hanging out and then something happens to them, or just generally build tension in what I was writing. I remember as a kid, I had really little patience for fluff. I just wanted to get straight into the meat and bones of the action, like something happened, someone disappeared, or there was some sort of conflict, or, you know, someone disappeared and we have to figure out what happened to them. I feel like the protagonist in these stories was often a boy around the same age that I was. And so I guess always in my writing, I've kind of been really connecting with who I am. And yeah, I guess I was writing myself into the scenarios and stories that I'd dreamed up for myself, even as a kid. The Secret Seven books are springing to mind. And I also enjoyed escaping into fantasy, into another world. I loved cartoons as a kid, and this came out in my writing. As I entered secondary school here in the UK, or you might know it better as high school, my love of stories remained. I also had the opportunity during these years to write poems. My favourite poems were rhyming poems, four lines in a verse, every other line would rhyme, so it would be kind of A, B, A, B, if that makes sense, with those rhyming kind of pairs. And I also remember learning about other kind of forms of poetry, like haikus, and, you know, getting to experiment a little bit. I also enjoyed studying literature, like Shakespeare's Macbeth and The Merchant of Venice, like George Orwell's Animal Farm. And I also remember this play that we studied and then watched a television dramatization for, which was called The Long and the Short and the Tall. But for me personally, the more academic study of writing and rules around writing didn't really resonate with me. I didn't find that as enjoyable. I mostly just enjoyed the expression myself and being able to use my imagination through my writing and just engaging with it and experiencing the other creative expressions of other people, you know, whether it was a book or a play or a film or a cartoon. Looking back, I think it was a combination of this more academic and rules-based nature of English class, and also because I think in the world I'd grown up in, I was to some extent conditioned to choose the more left-brained, academic, you know, important subjects. I studied mathematics, biology, and chemistry for my A-levels, for example, which are the final exams that we take at school in England. It was probably a combination of going to the school I went to, being the child of second-generation Indian immigrants, and having parents who'd worked really hard and provided me with a middle-class upbringing. Even though, in fairness to them, they always told me that I could do whatever I wanted to do, as long as I was happy and as long as I worked hard. I feel that a lot of the pressure was pressure that I put on my own shoulders, perhaps kind of tied in or informed by what was going on in my surroundings, you know, with what everyone else was doing at school and the other immigrant friends that I had. And just, I guess, going to a reasonably good grammar school where the expectation was, you know, you kind of work hard, you try and get the best grades you can, you then try and do the most prestigious course that you can at university and go to a good university, and so on and so forth. After the age of 16, when I'd left English as a school subject behind to choose maths and the sciences, and up until the age of 26, I didn't really have any writing or creativity in my life. I did some note-taking university lectures, and I took meeting notes at work and things like that, but I don't see that as quite the same thing. Looking back now, I actually feel a bit sad about that. I think my soul was missing it. I've realised that I need to spend more time in my inner world. I should say more time. I need to constantly be integrating this creative time in my life and spending that time with myself in my inner world. This rich place of feelings and emotions and intuition. A place that lies close to my true self. And really, for those 10 years, I was just existing in this mundane, surface level, rational place in my head, cut off from my body, from my self-expression, and from my truest self. Looking back, I really do feel that this was a contributing factor to my unhappiness, to the unfulfillment that I experienced in my corporate life, and the depression and anxiety diagnosis that I was given about a year and a half after I left my job in the city. 10 years is a long time to, especially having realized now what a kind of creative soul that I am, just to go through a whole 10 years without really getting to express myself feels like a lot. So I'm pretty sure that that had some implications when it came to my mental health, for sure. Now, before I talk about my reacquaintance with writing as an adult, a couple of other things have just come to my mind. As a kid, I also really loved writing movie scripts. I remember finding it easier to write dialogue and visualize stories in movie script form rather than as fiction, where you've got less dialogue and there's a lot more descriptive writing. To be honest, it's the same for me as an adult, as is the case with many of the things I have talked about experiencing whilst at school. It applies to me now. For example, I still love cartoons. And likewise, today, I still seem to connect better with the process of writing a script and kind of picturing scenes and writing dialogue versus writing a novel. Though that said, I did successfully manage to write a novel script. I've taken part in National Novel Writing Month on more than one occasion. That's NaNoWriMo. And after falling short a couple of times where I started and then my practice quickly fizzled out, a couple of years ago, I got to that magic 50,000 word mark at the end of November. And then I later went on to finish the first draft that I was putting together. To be honest, I'm glad I successfully did this once, though I'm not necessarily sure I'd want to get to 50,000 words in a month again. At some point for me, it felt too much like I was just writing for writing's sake, though I guess it's kind of the point of NaNoWriMo. But I wasn't really connected with what I was writing. It kind of felt too forced. I was writing very much from a rational, rushed space rather than like an authentic, relaxed one, if you like. And the novel that I wrote a couple of years ago, or the first draft that I completed at least, is as yet unpublished, though I do hope that I might publish a fiction book one day. And one of the movie scripts that I remember writing was a script for Toy Story 3. This was when I was a kid, and it was just Toy Story 1 and 2 that were out at the time. I had these notions that I was going to write this script, submit it to Pixar or the relevant Hollywood film studio, and my story would be there in lights on screen. I believe I was in primary school at the time. Maybe I'd just about started secondary school. But alas, I'd written just a couple of scenes before my Hollywood Toy Story dream became unrealized. Pretty sure I was at primary school actually now, come to think of it. I was pretty young. The funny thing is, I still remember the first scene I wrote for that movie. It involved Bullseye the horse looking out of a window at the rain outside. Gosh, it's actually pretty amazing how I still remember that after all these years. It's been about 20 years, like at least. And the last thing I remember that I wanted to share with you is a poem that I wrote in year 8 in the aftermath of the Twin Tower atrocities in New York on September the 11th, 2001. I've read that poem back as an adult and I was actually quite blown away and proud of myself. Aside from a line that my dad had helped me with in one of the 7 or 8 verses in that poem, I'd actually written that poem all by myself. I remember getting a good grade, but mostly just being really proud of my efforts and writing so poignantly as a kid about events that had happened on that fateful day. Okay, so back to writing as an adult. 10 years had passed. I was pretty unfulfilled and burned out in my corporate job in recruitment, and I resigned from that job to study a master's and do a course with an organisation called Escape the City for folks who were wanting to transition careers. I remember that I had lots on my mind, lots in my system, which I felt that I needed just to let out. It had probably been building for a while, there was lots inside me, I just needed to express what was going on. Probably because I'd been going so long living in my head and not expressing myself for so long. So I just started letting my thoughts come out. One of the first pieces I wrote was on LinkedIn, sharing how I felt that the recruitment industry needed to change. I'd also in previous months discovered that I was an introvert, and this was a pretty significant realization for me. My discovery of being an introvert, and later a highly sensitive person, really helped me understand who I was, that who I was totally okay, and that I wasn't weird, there wasn't anything wrong with me. But that my experience was actually real and valid and one that was felt by millions of people across the world. I've been able to connect with many introverts and highly sensitive people, many of whom identify as INFP and INFJ personality types, through my blog and my podcast. And this has also been really rewarding, nourishing and healing for my own journey, to be able to connect with others who are sharing similar lived and felt experiences. I also wrote articles about happiness and well-being as I delved into the world of positive psychology, which was the master's that I had left my job to study. I think at this time in my life, when I was studying the subject and writing about happiness, I was mostly just trying to process what was going on for me, make sense of it all, and actually figure out how I could be happy and what it was I needed to be doing with my life. Especially when it came to my job and my work, like what it was that I needed to do so that I could be happy. Okay, so my blogging journey is going to be the focus of the second episode in this series. So I'll be sharing a lot more about my blogging in that episode. But I wanted to set the scene in this episode because I really just see blogging as journaling that I share online. And it's been such a big part of my life for 6 years now. After sharing the articles that I mentioned I shared before on LinkedIn and on Medium, I started my very first blog. It was called A Happier Introvert. There've also then been other blogs that I've started and stopped, ones that have evolved and morphed into another blog. It's kind of what happened. A Happier Introvert stopped, then became a Quarter Life Introvert. The current blog I run, INF Club, was called Introvert Jedi. It kind of evolved. These blogs evolved as I evolved, if you like. As I mentioned before, and this is a really important point, I see blogging as a form of journaling that I share with the world, or put out there, if you like. It's an opportunity, like with all of my writing, to express different parts of myself and to help me connect with others who are on a similar path. People like yourself. I'm guessing that you're watching this video because you feel some connection with me, either with who I am or with my journey, or with both perhaps. For me, these are the joys of blogging: self-expression and connection. Connection with ourselves and connection with others who are on the receiving end. Same with the podcast or with this YouTube channel. I like to read blogs and listen to podcasts and watch YouTube channels for similar reasons. To connect with people I feel a resonance with in some way and hear them express parts of their story, parts of their journey. Simply put, I enjoy writing things, and hopefully others find comfort and value in what I am expressing, in what I'm sharing. So I've mentioned that I see blogging akin to journaling, like a digital journal where I share pieces that I write online. So in other words, blogging is a form of journaling that I choose to share. I know I've said that a couple of times now, but it's really important. And shortly after starting to share pieces of my story online back in 2015, I also started journaling. I've journaled in different ways, through morning pages, otherwise known as stream of consciousness writing, through journaling prompts. For example, I was using something called the 5-minute journal for a while. And my current journaling practice actually comprises two parts. Firstly, I used 3 prompts, which were first introduced to me by someone called Jacob Nordby and his Creative Self Journal. And the 3 questions, I'm sure you're imagining or wondering what they are as follows. Number 1, how do I feel right now? Number 2, what do I need right now? And number 3, what would I love to have? And then the second type of journaling that I do is freeform. You can call it stream of consciousness writing. I just put pen to paper and I see what comes out. I kind of process what's going on for me. I just kind of let it all out. If I'm, you know, especially if a lot's gone on or I'm processing some stuff. Well, sometimes I'm just feeling a little bit blur and I'm like, I just need to do some writing. I just need to, I'll kind of find it cathartic. So for me, journaling is a really integral form of self-care. It's the bedrock of my writing practice. I actually see it as a spiritual practice where I can tune in and channel my feelings and my thoughts. And my journal notebook is a place where I can just truly be, or I can truly be myself. I can just let it all out. I can really connect with myself. I can tune in. And like I say, I mentioned earlier that I need to spend time in my inner world. Journaling lets me do that, and it lets me do it on a more consistent basis. Like I said, I don't have any regrets because I think things happen for a reason. But part of me wishes that 10 years when I wasn't doing any writing, like I'd just come across journaling or someone had said to me, you know, Jazz, just try out a little bit of journaling. If you're not doing anything else, just do a little bit of writing. I think it would have really helped. I'm certainly feeling the benefits today. And I don't intend on stopping journaling anytime soon. So for me, and I know I've said this already, but it feels really important, writing presents an opportunity to express myself, those innermost parts of myself. And journaling is perhaps the most consistent writing practice I have that helps me do this. From memory, every piece of writing that I've shared online, whether it's on Medium or LinkedIn or one of my blogs, started with me writing it out, pen to paper. I did this with my first written blog pieces, with the blogs I've run since, and with the blogs I continue to run today. Like I said, really my blog is a digital journal. I also have a separate blog, which I recently started to focus more on what's going on in my life as a whole. Again, it's just another outlet for, just sharing what's going on for me, kind of bigger picture, and in other parts of my life that I might not necessarily get to share on the current blog I run, you know, INF Club, where perhaps it's a little bit more intentional what I'm writing, or might be writing about a specific topic or specific theme. I kind of wanted to have this other blog where I'm just sharing what's going on in my life as a whole. You know, it feels quite nice. So the difference with what I call my journaling is that this stays between me and the paper that I write it on. Like, that's what I've got, like a private journal that's for me and me alone. And then my blog is pieces that I write that I then choose to share online, if you like. So yeah, today I journal and I blog. You know, I do both of those things, and I actually have separate notebooks for both of those purposes. And now and then I write some poetry too. I actually feel that I might lean more into poetry and even music in the months and the years ahead. All of these forms of writing are different ways that I express myself, process what's going on for me, and access those deeper layers that I otherwise wouldn't be able to. The reason that I love poetry is that I found writing poetry to be a really nice way to connect with some of those deeper layers of myself, and to do so in a way that's perhaps a little bit more nuanced and in kind of enriching in comparison perhaps to other forms of writing. So there you have it. That's been my writing journey so far. It's been really fun for me to take myself back and walk myself along that path as I've kind of been retelling this. And I hope you've enjoyed it too. If you've never done that before for yourself or haven't done so recently, I'd actually invite you now to reflect on your own writing journey, whatever that's looked like so far. You might find it interesting to reflect on the writing you did as a child and as a teenager, how you connected with it back then. And, you know, when I say back then, I mean, this is before life gets all serious and many of us then take a step away from writing or creativity and then come back to it. I feel like this is quite a common thing. We try and, fit in, and we get carried along with society and the current and trying to, you know, be in the real world and, you know, all this other stuff that can happen at the expense of our true selves. Are there any forms of writing that you'd like to reconnect with? Or is there something that you wish to try out for the first time? Maybe something I've mentioned in this episode, whether it's journaling or script writing or poetry. Perhaps after this video has ended, or when you have some time, you might like to reflect and just write about your own writing journey. Go right back and think to what it was like for you to write as a kid. What did you write as a kid? How did you connect with that then versus now? What has your writing journey been like? You might find it useful to go back and to walk that path like I have done. It's certainly been really interesting and helpful for me to reflect on everything that's happened for me writing wise over the course of the 32 years of my life so far. Thank you for watching or listening to this episode, whichever the form that you've consumed it in, and I hope to see you again here soon. I'll be back again soon for the second part of my writing journey, where this time I'll be delving into my blogging and exactly what that has looked like. That has also been a winding journey, let me tell you. If you'd like to be informed when that episode is released, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, to the podcast, or to my newsletter. You'll find links in the description beneath this episode. My newsletter is a place where you can be notified on my latest updates as I share my ongoing real-time journey as an independent writer. And this month, I'll also be launching my book, The Indie Author, and I'll be sharing the story behind that book before I release it to the world. Thanks again for being here. I hope you found it worthwhile, and bye for now.